There goes that neither. Well, today, I think, because we've had such a unresolved, or such a big topic, rather, rather than say unresolved, I think we're going to keep the conversation going. There's people in chat.
They might not have caught that first part there, Ron. Do you want to say that again from the beginning? Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't have the transition temp perfectly.
He's sounding a little bit muted. Did anyone else notice that?
Me?
Yeah.
A little bit quieter?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, for anybody who didn't catch the first part of what Ron was saying, yeah, because we're having a great conversation, welcome to the after show. Anybody who's still listening, we're going to just have a more informal conversation here. Anybody's welcome to join in. If you're familiar with the Civcraft mobile, you can come in and we'll pull you into the showroom, or you can call on our Skype channel at Decline2State, or just ask stuff in IRC and our hosts there will relay it to the conversation. But yeah, this is just kind of a time where we just hang out and chill and talk about how awful the Cowboys are or something.
Keep that conversation going. We got an active chat today, and it was nice to get a couple people joining. Hopefully I'm not still quiet. I'll try to resolve that if I am. But I like, for one, just to do a little quick resum, I like that the movie reference, putting things in context. There was an earlier thread in Reddit talking about the ethics of a Batman movie, and I think those kind of things just make it really fun and bring the topics alive rather than us sounding like...
Which Batman movie?
That sounds like RTL again. this was not this week, but there was whatever was going on. Chalkboard was funny, by the way. It was a while ago, so I don't remember the details, but it wasn't even the recent Batman movie. It was like the, Dark Knight.
Batman Begins or Dark Knight?
I think it was Begins.
Did it have Liam Neeson or Heath Ledger? That's the question.
Oh, I saw this actually.
George Clooney.
There was a Batman movie
with George Clooney. That would be the best thing ever.
There was.
No, it was bad.
Yeah, it was.
It
bad.
Was pretty bad.
It was terrible.
Was awesome.
It also had Schwarzenegger in it.
There was a part where he literally pulls out him.
I'm going to freeze you.
He pulls out a MasterCard with the Bat logo on it and says, "I never leave the cave without it." You can't get better than that.
I spent that entire summer that movie came out just making fun of it, and that was the best part of my summer, besides like camp stuff and going on the lake. That was freaking, that suit that Arnold Schwarzenegger wore was just epic.
Let me sidetrack this tangent by getting back on topic.
This is after show. We don't got topics.
Yeah.
You statist.
So, Ron, I think you saw that in the thread on what are movies where the protagonist is actually the bad guy.
You have an awesome memory, I think.
And so they were discussing things like The Matrix, like the theory that the humans are actually like the bad guys. And there was a theory that, in fact, I guess that like secret society that destroys cities when they quote get too big was perhaps they were the good guys in Batman Begins, right? And that Batman stopping them was actually an immoral act. So they were discussing that possibility. I don't remember what the Red Hive Mind came to on that one, but that was the context.
Whatever, a good memory, by the way. Yeah, whatever the result, that Reddit Hive Mind was correct, as it always is, because it's
infallible and it's consensus.
That's what the upvotes are there for. That's how you know if you're a good person.
To the left, to the left, up to the left.
Yeah, democracy.
Actually, in the same thread, I noticed they did a thing where they made a comparison between Star Wars and the U.S. government, where the rebels were Cuba and the Empire was the U.S., and people, like, flipped shit at that idea, where it's basically like, yeah, so you were trained, abandoned by your father, who went to a better place, and is now coming back to destroy your homeland, and people were like, no, that wouldn't happen.
So that
and in that metaphor, the USS Nimitz
was the Death Star.
Yeah.
So does that make, like, Fidel Castro, is he Luke or is he Yoda? Because he's green, right?
They actually didn't mention him, I don't think.
He's Yoda.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
So yeah, anybody who wants to call in on Skype, again, if you're in the chat, want to call in, go for it. Decline TO State.
Please call us. We're lonely.
We're tired
of talking to each other all the time. It's all we ever do.
We want to meet hot singles in our area.
Yeah.
It's late at night.
So,
did you guys ever see those late night Quest dating services commercials?
No, I have a respectable life. I don't do anything like that ever.
I only ever saw them because I'd like stay up late when I was like at my grandma's house to watch Adult Swim or something.
I was being on Cartoon Network. By the way, wrong.
You were staying up to make sure that your ad came out well on the TV.
Yes, I I wanted to get ahead on the game, get in early.
Wrong's a tall guy. He wants to make sure that he's got a good his center spread line to the side position looked well, looked good.
Yeah.
Shameless plugs for. And Aaron says shameless plug for our seduction. I said shameless for our shitty seduction.
If that is an existing subreddit, it should be.
It's hilarious, dude. Our shitty seduction is really funny. You should go there.
By the way, our former guest, Jordan Harbinger, did an AMA on our seduction yesterday. And I'm going to.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I'm gonna take a little bit of credit, maybe, for getting him interested in the Reddit scene, for taking it seriously.
Now you need to get him on our shitty seduction next. I can't say that word.
Where he's needed. There's a lot of S's in there. Sally. And
you should have him do a demonstration of what not to do, because it would be very topical.
You got an interesting question there. There was a girl asking him about how to get with a guy that she works with, and he was like, well, I don't normally teach ladies, but I'll feel this one. If you want to have sex with them, it's probably easy. That's pretty much the short of it. But the really interesting thing he said, I was surprised at how candid he was, is there was a guy who, was an Indian dude, and he says, hey, I'm foreign, I do tech stuff. What are my disadvantages? What do I have to focus on to have, game or meet girls in the U.S.? And he just said kind of straight up, I'm going to go point by point. And it's like he said, the accent or some of that stuff can be a liability for you with your average white girl. If you can reduce the accent, that'd be good. Physical fitness is important and all this stuff. And I was like, wow, that was straight up. That wasn't sugarcoated. It was cool to see the dude actually wants to help people.
Oh, I want to interrupt because James Carlin in the chat here has a very important topic we need to discuss. And it's, do fat chicks in bathing suits violate the non-aggression principle? I'm also going to add to that, do fat guys in Speedos violate the non-aggression principle?
Well, it's just like it was brought up earlier that, in fact, Walter Block argues that somebody isn't damaging your property by building something ugly on a plot of land adjacent to yours. So I think by the same logic, no.
But what if they're aggressing against your feels?
What if they burn your eyes? Like, yeah, that's aggression, right?
Wouldn't they be aggressing against your occipital lobe?
Yeah, that's a part of the brain that would be aggressed against.
What if they... damages? Yeah, I think you can. Especially, if they're on the... I'm thinking, on the beach. If they're on the beach, and they're that fat, they create their own tide, too. So they're screwing up the waves for you.
Can it really be said to be aggression, though? Because there are some people out there who find big, beautiful women quite attractive.
Wait. Are you saying that my opinions are subjective? I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I think you're just wrong.
I'm saying there's a potential that your opinion could be wrong, yes.
No, I think it's your opinion that's wrong.
Takes one to know one.
Nice toast.
Typical ad hominem argument. I think I've won this round. Yeah, that totally killed the momentum.
Yeah. I'm just reading what Aaron's written in chat here.
So yeah. Back to the beaches.
Which kind? The kind that walk or the kind that have seashells?
I have to read what Aaron said. Labor theory of value,
I think
bro.
It's the same kind, dude.
Libertarians need more beaches.
I like the slage waber, weary of value, myself.
Are you hunting wabbit?
Yes.
Okay,
it's just a corruption of wage labor, anyway.
Yeah. Hey, so I wanted to bring up that apparently our good man James Carlin, who's been known to be on this show from time to time in the past,
that's a word in the street.
Yeah, has had several extremely active OPs in our ANCAP.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, I saw that.
What was the one we were talking about pre-stream?
The quasi. ANCAPs.
There was one in particular. Oh, yeah. He wasn't the OP, but he got called out for disagreeing with argumentation ethics. And apparently that makes him just like a terrible human being. And apparently he's unlibertarian. Oh, yeah, there's something about
IQ. Probably a terrorist. It's probably a terrorist.
And right, the big one, the really active one, was where he asked if there are any other quasi ANCAPs out there.
I remember that thread. That was a good thread.
It was entertaining.
I believe I posted in it myself. I don't think I got any replies, though, to what I said.
Yeah, I got zero.
I heard the
I was gonna post some stuff and I was gonna talk about it on this and then I didn't. But I wanted to, I mean, we kind of touched upon those topics a little bit, which is, of course, is the NAP the one rule to rule them all? Or is it just a guideline, kind of like the pirate code?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I didn't realize it was RTL that had OP'd it. But the next day, Reason Thus Liberty made an OP. Any other, quote, anarcho-capitalists here?
you want to talk about that RTL at all?
That was good timing.
Oh, you got more upvotes. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing I had wanted to address was that I was seeing a lot of thoughts that were shared by mutualists in the quasi-anarcho-capitalist thread, and I thought that taken together, they were essentially a rejection, an outright rejection of anarcho-capitalism, and so I wanted to address that. And maybe I acted a little too hastily, and I was a little too brash.
Don't be hasty.
I think the real pariah got a little angry at me, and we had a small angry exchange afterwards. But I think it started some good debate in the community. Hopefully not too many people were.
I laughed at the title. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, that gave me a laugh, too. Now, isn't the real pariah, like, just actually a mutualist, though?
I'm not sure. I didn't know that if he was.
The real pariah?
Really active.
Yeah, I mean, there are a bunch that hang out on our ANCAP anyway.
I don't know. He and I have... Okay, so he and I go way back. We're like some really good, like, battling... We're like Magneto and Xavier.
Professor Xavier.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we're like always going at it. Kind of looking toward... We kind of have the same goals, sort of, but... Yeah, we both are fans of certain things. Then, of course, we do huge battles and
Zom said that he clashes with that guy sometimes.
Yeah, he's a character. Zom does clash with everybody. That is true. Well, not everybody. He doesn't really clash with me, but actually, it has happened from time to time.
I fought with that guy like the first day I was in ANCAP, in the ANCAP subreddit. I don't know if I latched onto something he said or vice versa, but I remember going around with him like the first day I was on there.
Are you saying real pariah or Zom?
No, pariah.
Gotcha.
That would be funny though, is if we like raided some thread sometime. All of us.
So we got a guy who added us on Skype. I think he wants to get in the show. Name of Luke. So I'm just talk to him a little bit here, and you guys can keep talking. I'll let you know when we got him.
Okay, sure. I wanted to use like this as like a little soapbox to talk about just. Sort of actually what last week's topic was. Like I last week's topic had been things like just something that was revolving around specifically my own trouble like identifying with any of like the quote sects, like S-E-C-T-S of anarcho-capitalism, like that most posters on ANCAP are like moralists, whether it's like Rothbardians or consequentialists or like and then you have your mutualists who like most of them are moral mutualists anyway, and they think that like the hierarchical business structure is somehow like morally undesirable. That like,
all right, I'm getting a call from Luke here, so I'm gonna totally cut off whatever you were saying.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you have your Luke. Hold on, hey, you're kind of in that a little bit. Can you actually, do you have the show stream up? If you have the show stream up, turn that off or at least silence that so that we don't hear ourselves like delayed 5 seconds in your web browser.
Yeah, there's a little pause button on the left or the mute button on the right. Either one will work.
I didn't realize. Right, yes. I didn't realize I'd be straight to live.
That's the excitingness of the after show. You just jump on right with us into the clusterfuck.
I love the after show.
You're on the air. What do you got to say, man?
You put him on the spot right there.
Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, wrong opinion has no patience for none of this foolery.
No call screen here. I can say fuck if I want, right?
Yeah, no, you can say whatever you want, just cool. As long as it's, you know.
He can say whatever he wants.
Not peddling Obamaphones or something.
Just don't get us droned.
Yeah, don't do that.
Actually, I'm talking with a friend about maybe starting up a drone company.
Nice. Can I get some stock, maybe?
Maybe do some citizen drone.
Are you going to, like, deliver tacos, or...?
That's a good idea. I was thinking more for defense, but... and recon, you know?
I see.
If you fly a drone in front of you while you're driving down the highway and scout for cops...
That could be good.
You know what would be interesting is, just in general for maybe, like a shopping center or a mall or something, just for security... You know, maybe not be a bad idea. I think there's a market for it. outside of just, you know, what the DoD is up to, or, you know, what the government's doing with them, because they're, I mean, they're cool technology, and I like drones. I think they're neat. I just, like all technologies that are powerful and can change things, in the wrong hands they're bad, in the right hands they're good.
Yeah.
And Quash's hands are really devastating.
I did a senior project in college about autonomous flying blimps, so it's right up my alley. But
Paul blimps?
That's not what I called to talk about, but that's what I love about the show. We can go on to anything and make it liberty oriented.
Nice. Well, thanks. That's a big compliment.
What did you want to bring up?
Well, he just said a positive thing wrong. He said that he likes the idea of being liberty-minded and taking it in whatever direction you want.
Right. I thought I misinterpreted him. I guess he meant to say he wanted to talk about something different than drones or something like that.
I like drones. Let's talk about more drones. I'm curious, like, do you mind sharing what your major was in college? So you said you had a senior design project that did kind of UAV stuff.
Sure. It was computer engineering.
Uh-huh. Good feel. And I'm electrical myself, so.
Cool. I did work for a defense contractor for a while, and then I went on my own and worked for another one and was making really good money, but the contracts ended and I decided, fuck that. I'm not gonna sell my soul for, you know, a little bit of money anymore.
It's a tough decision to make, so yeah, I'm glad that you came to some conclusion on that. I think that's a point of controversy in the liberty community. I think we were talking to Larkin Rose about this the other week, which is, you know, should you take whatever opportunities that come your way, or should you, you know, stick to your principles, or, you know, is it up to you? Are both things fine? That's something we talked a lot about, and it's a good point of contention, I think.
Well, I think a lot of it is, are you able to? I mean, you've got, I don't want to call it a duty, but, you know, at some point you have to support a family and everything, and I don't have a family to support, and I'm pretty lucky. I'm working on someone's farm, and in the meantime, I'm developing real estate, so I do have other options. But I mean, I do have a price. If someone offered me a lot of money to go work on a defense contract, as long as I wasn't making bombs or something, you know, I might consider it. But I probably set a lot of that money aside to donate to pro-liberty groups. Not that it makes it right.
And it'd be hard to blame you too, because, you know, that money is going to go to somebody else, but it doesn't go to you. I don't think it's too much of a contradiction to accept money for something because it's there, but at the same time, hope or wish or work for that money to not be, you know, distributed in the fashion that it is. It doesn't sit with you well sometimes. these glaring contradictions.
But the money often goes to somebody else anyway.
It's already appropriated. Like, the way it works is, as far as I know, is that, you know, they get a bunch of money in these bills. Like, they get these bills, and then Congress, the House, appropriates them in these big appropriations packages, and they kind of just float down, and the money's already there. They have to spend it. The way it works is, I'm sure you're familiar with this, but for any of the other listeners, any other hosts who aren't familiar with it, is government agencies and, like, contractors and everybody, they just, like, have to spend their money. Because that's the only way you can grow, is to spend as inefficiently as possible. It's completely back-asswards.
Yeah.
So things are going to happen whether you're there or not, which is unfortunate. I wish that we could have more of an impact by just simply opting out. But what would happen is we just have even more statists and control of the apparatus. And I do appreciate anybody who pulls a Ron Swanson and just, like, gets in control and does nothing.
Well, that's pretty much what I was doing with my...
If you are going to take...
Wrong. You cut out there for a second.
Yeah, I think there's like a latency of a couple of seconds, and it's thrown me for a loop, because I don't want to interrupt our caller, but I keep accidentally doing it, so I apologize for that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, too, so...
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an anarchist. I don't care if you interrupt me. But what I was saying was that's what I was doing basically at my first job out of college. And even while in college, you know, I'd sit around and do a whole lot of nothing just because of the idiots I was working with. And there are some very smart people there, but there was a bunch of BS and bureaucracy. And I was to the point where I was, you know, dreading going to work. So I just said, fine, I'm quitting. And I don't know, it's working on government contracts. You know, you're just sitting there billing hours, and the stuff they pulled as a private company billing the government was, I don't know, I probably shouldn't talk about it on the air, I might get shot.
No, you use a moniker.
Don't get droned, bro. Don't get droned.
That's the joy of not using your real names on stream, is you can make it a little bit harder to get drone strikes.
How about no names, no numbers?
We should actually take up the names of, like, the biggest statists in the world, who are just, like, the biggest dicks, and just...
Status McStaterson, yeah, or something?
No, I was just, I was just going to say, like, I'll go ahead and I'll be Bill O'Reilly or something, and you can be, like... Yeah, we just, those could be our names. So
we did have an idea to do a show like that for a Halloween special where we were all going to pick a pundit.
April Fools now, if possible.
Yeah, but now that we've talked about it, there are people who know.
Yeah, I'm going to look up what day April Fools is. Let me check this. What day of the week it is?
It's the first.
No, what day of the week? Not the date.
Well, yeah, it's the first.
Is it the first of the week? Let's verify that.
Oh, it is. It's Monday. Okay.
Hey, so, it's, I told you.
Depending on what kind of calendar, some people start it with Sunday, some people Monday.
I start with Thursday to be a contrarian.
Contrarian is all hell.
You condescending contrarian, libertarian, reactionary.
Don't tread back on status. Me. Backwards.
I think I fit all of them in there.
Molinoid. You forgot
Molinoid. Oh, yeah. Molinoid and Fundy.
Cult member.
Yeah.
Ayn Rand.
You believe that leaving relationships with abusive family members is a moral virtue, so you're a crazy cult person. You evil man, you.
And you don't have to tell us your real name, but I guess we probably shouldn't let you dingle there, our fine caller. What, do you go by something on Reddit? Is there a place we can find you if we want to troll?
I don't remember my Reddit name. I don't log in there enough. I should start logging.
But you just no problem. Just glad to have you on. We just wanted to kind of to thank you for the kind of the compliment and the contribution, and feel free on later post shows.
Cool. Well, it's Luke something. I'm on the Voluntary Ohio Reddit page, and probably
WOL. You know Rock Opinion.
Really? I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Well, we might as well plug that.
What is Voluntary Ohio?
It's still a little bit amorphous, largely because I'm trying to gather people together. But
well, you had a conference last year, didn't you?
Yeah, you could say that.
camping trip?
Yes.
I was at that.
So basically, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Wait, he was at that? Did you guys meet each other there, or was it you did not find each other in the crowd?
It was a pretty big crowd.
If it's the Luke I'm thinking of, he was there. Were you at the camping trip?
Yeah, this is the Luke you are looking for.
Oh, nice. Did you guys kiss or what?
Oh, okay. I didn't recognize your voice. I mean, well, it's because how this works is when you call into Skype, you're calling into a server that's then rebroadcasting your voice to us, which is why there's like a delay. So it probably changes your voice too.
Okay. Well, I've been drinking a few beers too, so.
So there's like a. Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's Luke. He's the Luke you were looking for. Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty smooth. We should get him to call the those girls, the Britney girls.
Yeah, he's one of the people that showed up at the camping trip we had in the Wayne National Forest last year. It was the very first official Voluntary Ohio meetup. Basically, the idea for Voluntary Ohio is to create a support network for voluntarists in Ohio, and also do public outreach and education. Not political activism, though. In fact, my own preference would be to discourage anybody participating under the banner of Voluntary Ohio to get involved in politics, because I think that's something that's counterproductive myself. But I've been brainstorming on certain things and like talking to Luke and a couple of other people about some ideas, and we've thought of things like setting up a mutual aid society. A couple different things like that. But we need people. So if you're listening and you're in Ohio, you need to check out Voluntary Ohio. It's on Reddit, reddit.com/r/voluntaryohio. It's on Facebook. You can just search Voluntary Ohio on Facebook. And I also recently put it up on Google Plus. So if you're on Google Plus, I put a page up for Voluntary Ohio there as well. And if I get, you know, if I see that there's enough interest and we get some people together, I'll put the money in to have it so it can have its own website and a forum and all that stuff. So basically, the more people who show interest, the, you know, the more we can make this thing grow. So
is there going to be an opportunity to fire off semi-automatic weapons with large capacity magazines?
I can neither confirm nor deny the presence of semi-automatic weapons or large capacity magazines at any Voluntary Ohio range meetups.
All so the people from Voluntary Ohio lost them in boating accidents.
Yes. Voting accidents.
Tragic voting
accidents. Yeah, voting accidents.
Yes.
You've been reading Facebook posts.
So where is it going to be? Last time it was like way down on the far end of these, you know, in the corner of the southeast corner of the state. And I hate driving across Ohio. It always rains.
No one likes driving across Ohio.
I don't know where the next meetup will be. I was originally thinking somewhere in the northeast or in the northwest, but some personal stuff that's been happening with me has made it impossible for me to you know, be sure about that. So I need help. Help me out, guys. If anyone else wants to do a Voluntary Ohio meetup, they can just go and do it and advertise it on the Facebook or on the Reddit. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be me doing it. It can be other people too. So I want to make that clear. I'm not the president of Voluntary Ohio. I just thought of this idea.
Yeah, one thing I can say that I've noticed about Wrong is he, and stop me if this is wrong, but you like to see, you know, the people getting together, having a few drinks, or co-mingling, or the events. We saw, I guess, Roto and Shiny did one and posted it to the Decline Estate page, and there were some pictures. They're basically in my area, not you know, right next door, but it's fun to know there's opportunities to talk to other people that don't make you feel like you're crazy. And if you're in the Ohio area, I would take Wrong up on that. The Rust Belt, as I now understand it.
Yeah, I mean, that camping trip was absolutely fantastic. You know, we hiked around the park a little while, but we spent a lot of time around the campfire, just recreating each other, really. It wasn't cold at all. It wasn't really that cold at all.
Beach cuddling.
Did you bring if next time you bring some acid, you may revolutionize libertarianism.
Were there beaches?
No, it was pretty dry.
There was no libertarian beaches.
Where are the beaches?
I don't know, Luke. What do you think? Do you think we should go into the middle of a massive national forest and take some hits of acid and hope we don't get lost?
Far out, man.
Hey, it's the good kind of loss.
I've never tried acid.
First time for everything. It's always with wrong opinion.
But I thought that camping trip was great. I don't know. I think northeast or central Ohio would be good. And
how about Amish country?
Well, I'm right in the middle of that right now.
Ah. And you have internet.
Yeah.
He's in his barn, so it's okay.
Wait, so in what ways are you utilizing your computer engineering degree on the farm? Or you said you're just using your brain, I guess. You're doing real estate and you're doing farm stuff?
Yeah. I mean, do I have to utilize my
Absolutely farm? Not. I'm just curious if in the rear view you find it as a good experience, as a useful experience. I know you said you spent some time working for a status defense contractor type job. Are you glad that you got that degree?
Somewhat. I mean, basically my motto for life is no regrets. I mean, if I regret something else that I did in the past, you know, who knows how different it would turn out.
That's a good motto.
I went to a state school, and luckily enough, my parents could support me and pay for it. And I learned a lot while I was there and while I was working. If I had to do it again, I probably would do things differently, but I've learned a lot, and I've used those experiences, especially from the engineering standpoint, probably more from actually working and doing the work than while I was in school. But every now and then, I'll think of something or have something I have to figure out and use my engineering skills. I also got an MBA partly through the State of this Defense contractor. They partly paid for it. So I'm using those skills a little bit too, but I think that's an even more overrated degree than engineering. But I mean, yeah, real estate, buying rental properties and renting them out, it's you got to have a business mind and research the laws so that the tenants can't use them against you. And I'm trying to avoid using the courts as much as possible, but every now and then you got to do it.
Have you ever looked into using judge.me? Would that apply in your situation?
I've thought about it. And actually, our operating agreement for our company includes a clause that says we'll try arbitration before we'll go to the courts. I don't think it's viable for tenants, though, because if a tenant is not paying or something, which is when I would have to use arbitration, you know, they're going to stay there for as long as they can and try to get a free ride. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you let your tenants make meth?
As long as they don't explode the place.
I have a question on the application that says, have you ever been involved in anything regarding the use of methamphetamines?
Specifically meth, wow.
Yeah, that's a property rights issue, because if they make meth in my places, I've got to go tear out all the drywall. I've got to pay to get it all cleaned out if I don't have to tear down the whole house. So, I mean, if someone smoked pot, if they've got a possession charge, I don't really care about that. But anything to do with methamphetamine, I won't rent to them just because of the risk to my property.
You know, I wonder if that's a real danger, a real, you know, chemical threat, or if they just do that to punish landlords, you know, to try to get them to enforce the rules.
I think it's a real danger.
It's a real threat. Yeah, it's a health issue.
I'm not familiar with the chemicals, but yeah, I'm just suspicious about the whole thing.
There's meth and amphetamine. Yeah. What don't you get, man?
I just know what I don't get. It's the Sudafed.
Yeah, meth.
Yeah, thanks.
Also,
I was gonna say,
lead is a big risk.
Go ahead and finish your sentence.
Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, so, sorry about that. I was going to say we're going to wrap it up here in a sec, so I want to get one last plug-in for something or finish one last thought. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Just check out Voluntary Ohio.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, man. Really appreciate you coming on the show.
Sure.
And have a great night.
You too.
Thanks for calling in, Luke. I'll chat with you later.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Luke's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. That's a good caller. So, I think we're going to wrap up here in a sec with the after show stuff. We really got some post-after show stuff I wanted to talk about with all y'all. So, thanks again.
I didn't do it. I'm not responsible.
I was trying to tell you guys in the chat, I don't know if you saw or not, but there was like 2 or 3 seconds, sometimes even a 5-second delay. So,
was that with the Skype connection?
Yes. So until we can figure out how to bring that back down, try to be mindful of that, because you guys kept talking over each other. It was on accident.
It's also because Skype will literally just cut the person off as soon as the next person starts making noise, and so it sounds completely choppy and whatever.
It's not the greatest utility, and I would hope eventually that we could set up some sort of better system. Unfortunately, like, people use Skype, not everybody's attuned to Mumble. Mumble's a little harder to set up, so, you know, I like having the Skype line because it's easier for people to call in.
It takes time for it to go through the NSA servers. You know, that's where the delay comes in.
Mumble really isn't that hard to set up. It's really not. In fact, it's easier because you don't have to have an account or any of that other stupid crap.
From the technical aspect, it could be maybe a little bit
You just
harder.
Type in the server address and you go. That's it.
It's not bad. It's certainly not bad. But on the other hand, like, you pop in this server and you have to scroll through and to set it up the way you want, because otherwise you get like the ding, 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 ding sounds in the notifications, a lot of background noise. You don't know if your levels are right. It takes a bit of tweaking to get it perfect. I think Skype's a little bit simpler, but it also sucks and doesn't have nearly as much, I guess, room for improvement. Like, you get Skype and it's pretty much as good as it's going
to
get.
My level is always right, baby.
I don't know. It just seems to me, if you're willing to just put in that extra 5 minutes, you really get rewarded for it. You really do.
Oh, you definitely do. But a lot of people don't even want to put in 5 minutes because, well, I don't know, that's 5 minutes that could be wanking or something.
I, I feel bad for them if it only takes that long.
Dude, I can wank like 50 times in 5 minutes. You should see it.
I will
get
not
the,
see
the Decline to State webcam going.
I've heard him do it.
Oh, we gotta get two cams like Free Talk Live now.
That's true.
You know, it's got to be two angles for everybody.
The point of view cam and the one cam that always comes from like under the balls in the worst angle possible.
You're like the Always Sunny bit. Why do they always do that view? It's all balls and ass.
And now we know we're done.
That's when we know
we're
done. We get that raunchy.
All right, so this has been the Decline to State after show where anything goes. Apparently, literally anything.
We've chased off all our listeners.
So, thank you all for tuning in. Good night, everyone.